Blog Talk Radio.
Every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Come on, Timothy. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power in the name. Break every chain, break every chain. Oh, break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain.
Let's say there is power.
There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break,
break every chain,
break every chain. Come on, say to
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an arm.
for each and every one of you. And you know what? We just give God the praise and I give God the glory. God bless you all once again. And thank God for each and every one of you. You know, we just going to give God the praise and we just going to magnify his name. I got a question. How hungry are you? Amen. My God, this is what we're going to get ready and engage into and we're going to get ready to embark into. It's going to only deal for individuals that are hungry for the things of God. How hungry are you? That's the question that I'm going to go ahead and release unto you all tonight to ask you that question. Are you hungry enough that you're going to get ready to put aside yourself and what self want and the times that self want to get some rest and different things to chase after the things of God? The question is, are you going to be the one that you decided that, you know what, God, I'm going to chase after you. I'm going to chase after things after you. I'm going to keep pressing no matter what. So I got a question to ask you all once again. How hungry are you? Amen. How hungry are you for the blessings of God? How hungry are you for things to turn around in your life? How hungry are you for you could go ahead and get ready to receive your miracle? Are you willing to stay in the face of the Lord regardless of how you feel, regardless of how your mind feel, regardless of how you feel? Are you willing to stay into the face of God for you could be begin to see your blessing, but begin to get your miracle? If I tell you, amen, that you're going to have to just go through what you got to go through to receive every promises that God has for you, I got a question to ask you again. How hungry are you for you could go ahead and go through to receive the promise of God? But I want to let you know what you're sacrificing right now is a small thing compared to what God's finna get ready to do for you. Can I say that again for some of you all tonight? What you're sacrificing right now, it is a small thing compared to what the Spirit of the Lord is going to get ready to do with you. Somebody need to go ahead and holler at your boy and say, it is worth it. It is worth it. It's worth the press. It's worth getting up, amen, throwing water on your face, shaking yourself, regardless of how tired you feel, to stay in the face of God. I'm telling you right now, it's worth it. It's worth it. And I just want to let you know, at the end of the day, this is the start that you're going to make it. I want to tell somebody tonight that at the end of the day that you're going to make it. You didn't come this far for the Spirit of the Lord to leave you. So you might as well just keep on going. You might as well just keep on pressing. You might as well just keep on enduring. Amen. You might as well just keep on. So we just go ahead and give God the praise. We give him the glory, and we just magnify his holy name. I got a question to ask you one more time. How hungry are you for every battle and every victory that is going to get ready to be won in your life? Are you willing, my God, to sacrifice and nail your flesh and nail yourself to the wall? Give up some sleepless times. Get up some things that you want to go ahead and lay down for you can go ahead and walk into the things of God and walk into the presence of God. I want to ask you, how hungry are you? I wish I had somebody tonight, amen, that you ain't so... I wish I had somebody tonight that's not so ready to go to sleep and tired. I know you had a rough day, but baby, let me tell you something. If the Lord can show you that what you finna get ready to ride over, what you finna get ready to go through, what you are setting up for yourself for 2023, let me tell you something. We all gonna begin to go through something. It's no one sitting over here, and don't let the enemy fool you like you think you got everything in a bag. I'm telling you right now, this is the time to where you begin to intercede and pray. You begin to go ahead and deal with I'm ready to go through right now, then just go ahead and see that things is not working out for my good. Let's be honest tonight, amen. Not everything works the way you want it to work. But at the end of the day, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew your strength. And I'm here to tell somebody tonight that your strength is being renewed. You are being renewed. You, everything about you is going to be totally new. I'm going to challenge you, but you can stay in the face of God. I want to challenge you that we're going to go into some 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock hour, and you're going to be right there going into the face of God. You're going to bombard the kingdom. You're going to bombard heaven because you sick and tired of being where you are. You sick and tired that year after year, time after time, things are still looking the same. I'm going through ups and I'm going through down. Right now, you are making a stand. You saying, God, you know what? Tonight, I'm going to make a stand, and I'm going to tell myself, this is it. We are not going through these same old things that I'm used to going through. I'm going to take a stand tonight and say, God, you know what? I'm going to take a stand because everything in my life is going to turn around. I'm so hungry to where if I don't get no sleep, I'm not worrying about it because things are going to turn around. Is there anybody tonight you are willing to prophesy to your life and prophesy to your situation? I dare you, my God Almighty, if that's you tonight that's saying, you know what, Pastor, I'm hungry. Things is going to turn around. Things are going to work together for his good. If I got to stay up all night to bombard heaven, if I got to stay up all night to shake the throne room of God, if I got to stay in this faith, but I'm finna get my miracle this time. This time here, I'm finna get my healing. This time here, I'm finna get my breakthrough. This time here, everything is gonna work out for my good. This time here, I'm not gonna settle for nothing. I'm not gonna settle, my God Almighty, for anything to come just to come. For this time here, is there anybody tonight and say, you know what? This time here, I'm going to make my flesh ashamed that it should never try to come up against me to the spirit of the living God. Because I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor the seed begging for bread. I dare somebody tonight, you go ahead and get ready to give God a 12 o'clock midnight praise. Let the enemy know everything that you tried. If you got a plan for me in 2023, I'm going to give God a praise right now. I'm sending a prayer that is going to go before me. It's going to shake everything, that every plan, every plot, it's not going to work. Everything that God has for me, it is for me. Can we just praise him? Let me praise him for 30 seconds before I go into intercession.
I'll praise him. I'll praise him. I'll praise him. I'll praise him.
To attach itself to my family, to our strategy, to the will of God for my life. I'm turning around right now. We come against it right now because everything that God has for us, we already shouting, we praising, we saying, my God, is there anybody speaking it? I dare you. I know you home listening to me or wherever you at. I dare you begin to prophesy that guess what? It's coming. My miracle is already on its way. My deliverance is already on its way. Everything that God has for me, you best to believe it's on its way. I'ma shout, I'ma praise him, I'ma give him, I feel like giving him. Praying tonight. the end of the day. I don't praise him. I don't praise him because it's already here. Babe, I'm already shouting because it's already coming. I'm shouting because my miracle is already on its way. I'm shouting because I'm going to stay in the face of God. I'm going to trouble the heavens because things that God has for me, I'm shouting because it's going to be for me. I'm shouting for my release. I'm shouting everything that tried to be tied up. It's going to be unlocked. I'm shouting for my healing. I'm shouting for my deliverance. I'm praising him because at the end of the day, he the man that he shall not lie, nor the son of man that he shall not repent. Babe, I'm shouting because I thought the enemy is the one that blocking my praise. I thought the enemy is the one that blocking my miracle. I thought the enemy is the one that blocking my healing. I thought that he was the one. I'm shouting because I know it's not him. I'm shouting because I know I'm going to get my miracle. I'm shouting because the end for the rest of this year, it's going to be a year of blessing. It's going to be a year of turnaround. It's going to be a year that things that God has for me and my family. I'm shouting because we are not going to go through hard times no more. I'm shouting because the enemy that we don't see this year, we are not going to see that enemy again. I'm shouting because everything is working out for its good. Is there anybody there tonight? My God said everything. I need to just, my God, I'm coming with y'all in a minute. Y'all give me a second and just let me. Father, we got to hurry up because these folks need to go to bed. They're ready to go to bed. But I want to declare and decree in the name of Jesus, everything that is already released, amen, is going to come to us. And it's going to come to everything that God already released in the spirit realm. It's going to come to us with ease. And every diabolical influence or every demonic influence trying to tangle and hold things up, things that we don't know of and the things that we do know of, we are no longer a people that is going to be in the waiting period. We are no longer that is people going to be walking around here and trying to express hope, just trying to ease our subconscious for things to be released in our life. We are taking dominion. We are exercising our authority, and we are speaking to the heavens to go ahead and release what is pregnated, that have been pregnated for years, that the blessings of God and the miracles that he has for us, it is so. And at the end of the day, is no one man but the devil, and we're going to give God the praise. I declare it, and I decree it in the name of Jesus. Father, I declare and decree that it's a new thing that is going on with me. It's starting with my mind already. It's starting with my mind. Now, God, I thank you because my mind is being renewed, and now it's a new boldness inside of me to tell people no. It's a boldness inside of me. It's not caring about who walking away. All I'm caring about is pleasing you and the will of you. So therefore, I take a stand on tonight and say, tonight my home is blessed, my family is blessed. Every plan and the plan and strategy that the enemy thought that he had and the enemy thought he do, it's not going to work. And that's why tonight I'm already putting my
Jesus on the main line.
Tell him what you want.
Oh, Jesus on the main line.
Tell him what you want.
Psychological prayer. Baby, the enemy thought that you're supposed to be coming up here halfway asleep. Father, I thank you this. No, baby, this is psychological prayer. This is where I'm fooling my own flesh to let my flesh know I got authority inside of me. You already have. Listen, I've been following you too long. I've been asleep too long. I've been giving in on you too long. But this round right here, This round right here, I'm going to give God a praise. This round right here, I'm not throwing in a towel. This round right here, I'm going to declare and I'm going to decree it is so. I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody help me.
What is that for me?
Oh, you can't tell it, let me tell it.
What is that for me?
Oh, you can't tell it, let me tell it.
What is that for me?
Oh, you can't tell it, let me tell it.
What is that for me?
Listen, y'all, before I get ready to go, I want everyone that is listening on the sound of my voice, you go ahead and speak the release in your life. You got to tell your home it's being released right now. You go ahead and walk around and begin to declare and decree that my release, my financial release, my financial blessing is being released when? Right now. My home is being released when? Right now. Opportunity is being released when? Right now. My healing is being released when? Right now. My miracle is being released. Things that God has me is being released because I'm speaking it now. And every plus in the plans in the future that I don't know of, we already disengaged the diabolical enemy. We already disengaged the plus in the plan of the devil. It's not going to work. We're going to walk in the fullness of the blessing. We're going to walk and live into the things that God has for me. I'm shouting because it's already on its way. I'm shouting because God is all, not good. Come on.
Because God's been in you.
That's what he's done.
That's what he's done.
That
I get a witness. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? That's what he's done.
Let me get out of here. Let me get out of here, y'all. We cover this. We cover this with a shout. We cover this with a praise. We cover this that we allow our praise to go ahead and speak for us. Because the prayers of the righteous, you know what? We walk by faith and not by sight. And we already declaring, we already decreeing, God, we just sitting back and waiting. We waiting. We not waiting. We just waiting for what you got, what you already released. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. I want you to see yourself prosper. I want you to see yourself heal. I want you to go to bed tonight and say, you know what? We going to bed tonight. We ain't going to bed defeated. We not going to bed shedding a tear. We not going to bed still thinking about the problem. No, I'm going to bed seeing myself healed. I'm going to bed seeing myself wealthy. I'm going to bed seeing myself changed. I'm going to bed that everything about me is going to be totally new. And when I get up, I'm getting up in my healing. I'm getting up in my miracle. I'm up. But y'all, I got to go out.
That's what he's done. That's what he's done. That's what he's done.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen. Listen. Pastor came in like this for a reason. Because why? When you begin to enter into prayer, you're not entering into prayer in a form of tradition, in a form of what you think. You enter into prayer with faith. Let the faith goes before you, because scripture even declare faith is the only way that you could please God. So now what happening is, I don't forget about myself. I'm not thinking about what I'm going through. And I'm allowing the faith. What is the faith? The faith is everything I already put out there, every petition, everything I put out there. I'm not asking God no more. I'm in the place of praising God. I'm not in a place of weeping and crying about it. I'm in a place of thanking God. So now my faith is driving me in the front. And now I'm exercising my authority. I'm not asking for my healing and miracles. I'm commanding my healing and miracles. I'm not asking God to heal me. I'm commanding God. And I'm commanding what's already been released to come and do his job. I'm not asking for a financial blessing. I'm already financial blessed. But I'm commanding the heavens to release what has already been given to me. That's the area to where we go in with God with faith. We go in with thanksgiving. I want you guys to, I want you all to begin to exercise your authority. And you begin to come in and exercise in with power. You exercise in with excitement. Because at the end of the day, it's going to happen. You're going to have to take on that mindset in prayer. And as we begin to intercede it, you taking on that mindset, it's no longer if. I was telling that to the pastors in the meeting, our Monday meeting. Let's get if out of our category. It's going to happen. My miracle going to happen. My healing is going to happen. It's no longer if. I'm not leaving nothing on the table no more. I'm not living if on the table. No, no, no. If I'm living stuff on the table, no. I'm not leaving nothing on the table. Because why? It's going to happen. It's going to happen. If I got to stay up all night for it to happen, it's going to happen this year. It's going to happen. If I got to keep shaking heaven, it's going to happen. Come on, somebody. The Bible declares, pray without ceasing. The enemy wants you to dwell on self so much. What you're not doing right, what you're not capable of, you're not worthy. The enemy wants you to dwell on what you are not capable of doing. But every time the enemy says what you are not capable, you need to reverse that thing and tell the enemy what you are capable of doing. It's your day, it's your time, saints of God, to rise up and take your authority place. Don't let the enemy fool you that tomorrow is promised to you, because tomorrow is not promised to no man. Take your authority place. No longer when you go in prayer starting this day forth, you hoping. No, 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 we're not hoping. Because why? I believe God. I believe God. Yeah, I might not be perfect. I might not be none of this here. Yeah, I get all that. But I believe God. It's no longer if. It's going to work out. No, it's going to work out. Why? Because I'm a child of God. And I'm not taking nothing else. This is our year, your time to get ready to walk in success. And as we get ready to leave tonight, I'm going to pray that our vocabulary begin to change. I'm not talking about you begin to learn more vocabulary. Know how we begin to put our phrases. We're going to take if off the table. We're going to take God if you will, or if it be, no, no, it is your will for me to walk in my healing. It is your will for me to walk in blessing. It is your will for I can have the best. I can live in the best. I can ride it. It's your will. Holy Ghost, show me and lead me. Show me what I need to work on within myself for I can attain everything that the Lord has for me. You begin to put your focus on the productivity of the things of God, the production of the kingdom of God. You begin to take your focus off of everything else that is negative, everything else that doesn't mean you anything, everything else, and you'll be able to put your focus on sin's turf. For you can walk into success. The enemy wants you to get your focus off. But somebody say, no, it's not. It's not going to be so. It's not going to be so. Get your condition, your inward self. And say, self, if I got to get up, it's things that I need to happen. And if it takes me 12 o'clock prayer, I'm going to go. If it takes me 2 o'clock, I'm going to go. But this right here, I'm finna get stronger with God. This right here, I'm finna walk with God fully. I'm finna show, I'm finna sell out even more than I'm already sold out. I'm going to get closer with him even the more than I'm already on. This right here, no, it's not no if I'm going to go higher. I am going to go higher. I am that child. I am that person. I am that individual. I declare it and decree it tonight. As we begin to come in the throne room of God, you come in with a spouse of power. You come in with your faith. You come in with who you are. No longer we're going to come into the throne room of God without coming into the explosiveness. Why? Because I believe God. Why? Because I have trust. Why? Because my faith is already exceeding and it's already going ahead of me into the throne room of God. Because it's not my loud voices shaking heaven. No, it's my faith that's shaking heaven. It's not my loud voices making a sound. No, it's my faith is making a sound. And I stand behind my faith and I exercise the authority because of my faith. This is the realm to where you all begin to exercise your faith and don't tell yourself if God going to heal me. No, I'm going to walk into my healing. Tonight as you go and lay down, you go and lay down telling yourself, I am healed. I am delivered. No weapon formed against me and my home and my family is not going to prosper. Every plan that God has for me, everyone that is God is going to use in my life, every man, every woman, our freedom now from the plans and the strategy of the enemy that is trying to hinder them and slow them down and stop them, for them to be instruments for me in my life, for I can begin to walk into the blessings of that God has for me. Kingdom is based upon free will. I do know, but also I do know that in this day and this time and this season, that every individual that I know of and I don't know of, you're going to obey the will of the Lord pertaining to the my life and things that God has for me. No longer the enemy is going to be successful with people that is that God is using to be a blessing to me and they decide not to be a blessing. No, it's going to be released and it's releasing when? Right now. It's releasing right now. Hallelujah. My goodness, you all. My goodness. Listen, I'm going to just condition you all right now. We're going to get ready to get off this thing, get off this line, because I want to condition you all to get ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get conditioned right now. But we can just get ready for intercession and get into the things of God. Amen. I want to condition you all right now. We don't want to stay on too much longer. But my God, tomorrow, well, we already in tomorrow. Tonight, going into Saturday morning at 1 o'clock a.m., 1 o'clock a.m., we're going to go into prayer. We're going to go into intercession prayer, prayer into the kingdom of God. I want to talk to your spirit. But my question is for all this, for the rest of today, I want you all to test each other and ask each other this question. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? You ain't going to listen to no naysayers no more telling you, no, nah, baby, I got to stay in the face of God. I could care less what you say. It don't take all that. No. I done been into some situation that is going to take all that and it took plus more. So right now, I'm not going to wait on a situation to approach my life before I can just stay in the face of God. I'd rather go ahead and get in the face of God right now. I'd rather bomb out heaven wind right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, tomorrow at 1 a.m., let's get ready to go into some kingdom intercession. We're going to leave this first dimension intercession alone. What is the first dimension, Pastor? This is the dimension of the earth realm. We're going to leave that sickness. We're going to leave all that alone. And we're going to go into the kingdom of heaven. Because in the kingdom of heaven, there's no sickness there. In the kingdom of heaven, there's no poverty. In the kingdom of heaven, there's no lack up in there. It's none of that in the kingdom of heaven. So I'm going to exercise and let my voice and let my vocabulary be into a place where the kingdom of heaven understands and recognizes. And that way, it begins to move on the third dimension and begin to be released right here where I'm at on earth. And that's how we begin to transition into the supernatural. We took what's in the heavens and now it has become released from the heavens and manifest here in the natural realm in my life. That's why I'm finna walk in healing, blessings by deliverance, and everything that God has for me. I'm finna walk in it. Hallelujah. So we're gonna begin to pray kingdom prayers. We're gonna pray kingdom prayers. We're going to pray into the will of God, these prayers. These things, we're going to begin to operate in the authority of God. This is where Pastor lives. I live my spiritual life in the third dimension of heavens. I don't deal with the second. I don't deal with this first thing. I stay in the heavens. That's why God could come back and deal with me. That's why God could come back and show me some different things that at the end of the day, even though I did things right pertaining to the earthly realm, but I have not did things right pertaining to the third dimension where the kingdom realm at. And I got a question to ask each and every one of you, which realm that you want to be loyal to? If you want to be loyal to here on earth or the second dimension, that's the demonic realm, or you want to be loyal to the realm of the kingdom. So the realm of the kingdom, you're not going to see things the way you're going to see things here on earth. It's going to take God to give you a kingdom perspective. It's going to take God to give you a spiritual eyesight. It's going to take the Holy Ghost begin to navigate different things so it can begin to show you. And this is how the heavens is going to begin to release and respond in your behalf, because no longer you here on this earth begin to intercede for things that is already done, things that is already made. I got to God, show me. Show me. Show me, God. Show me. Listen, you all, I want to hold you on tonight because I want to ease you all into it. I don't want to overdo it. And I know that it takes time because I want to prepare you now, because by next week, one Monday hit next week, we should be already rolling. We should get ready to be on a roll all the way going into the new year's. We're going to intercede, we're going to pray, we're going to keep going. And Pastor is going to be right here with you all, pushing, pulling, cheering. We're going to get it, because you're going to, it's time for you to live your blessed life. Pastor living his best life. It's not free for opposition. It's not free for trials. It's not free from attacks and warfare. But guess what? It's free from defeat. All I see is nothing but victories. All I see is nothing but relief. It's free from defeat. Hallelujah. You all, let's go to bed. God bless you all. Some of you, please continue to intercede and pray. The question is, and we're going to keep repeating this all night, all day today, how bad you want it. If you want it bad enough, you're going to meet me back here at 1 o'clock a.m. in the morning. We're going to get into this thing. How bad do you want it? God bless you all. Thank you all for tuning in. We're going to keep pushing. Let's keep going.